the Growth Association, as it was called back then, started putting some feelers out, and MMS was obviously a force to be reckoned with in the community. Milt Maltz, who was the owner, he's the Mall of Mallwright Broadcasting, was on all the local boards, banks, the union club, and all the people that were the movers and shakers of Cleveland. And with MMS's reputation, they figured we should have enough clout to send a message. Then came the USA Today poll. And this is an interesting story because USA Today newspaper just came on the market. And it was a flashy newspaper, something different. It was a national, that was the first national newspaper that was mainstream. You had your Wall Street Journals and New York Times and stuff like that, but this was a regular daily national newspaper. And they were clever enough to start this 900 line where people would call in for a poll. And you'd have to pay like 50 cents. So they saw a nice little revenue generator here. And we were tipped off, we being Jeff and myself, we were tipped off that the following day they were going to have on their USA Today poll, where do you think the Rock Hall should be located? And Cleveland was already being talked about. Cleveland, Memphis because of Elvis, San Francisco because of the Grateful Dead and Jefferson Airplane, New York, obviously, Chicago, all the big cities. And I think Miami got thrown in there, Nashville, even though they were country. There was probably about 15 to 20 cities that were on the list, and you got to vote for them. Well, we got on the morning. We got our copies right away, and at 6 a.m. we started hitting up, hey, paper's out. Vote. Give them the number. Vote. Well, being the leader on the block, everybody listened to us in the morning. So all the other radio stations did the same thing. They said, wow, these guys are onto something. we better do what they're doing. Otherwise, they're going to be left in the dust. So all the stations did. The TV crews came in and shot video of us promoting it on the show. So it became the top story in the 6 o'clock and the 11 o'clock news. Next day, they find out we had like 120,000 phone calls. We blew away every city. The next one wasn't even close. It was probably 50, 60,000. We virtually humiliated the people at the Rock Hall into picking Cleveland. I mean, it wasn't done. Don't get me wrong. The enthusiasm was there, but the city still had to make a case. And with that poll, they went to New York and they said, look, here's the radio station. Look what we did. This is the response that they got. Here's the community. This is what we can do if you locate here. And they thought about it, and they weighed it, and they went around, and they said, you know, not a bad idea. And it finally materialized. It was in May of 1986. The announcement was made in New York City. In fact, I was on the plane. We were told that it was going to be made in New York City. It was myself, Governor Dick Celeste, the mayor at the time, George Voinovich, Mary Rose Okar, who was a congresswoman at the time. And she was a main player in this, and I'll tell you why. She's Lebanese, Syrian. And one of the people on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame board was Ahmet Erdogan. Ahmet was the CEO of Warner Electric Atlanta, WEA Records, which was one of the biggest record companies next to Columbia. He was the head guy, and he was also same ethnic descent. Mary Rose and Ahmet were like bread and butter. They just really hung out together and became very good friends. And he came to Cleveland. She showed him around, and it was like a marriage made in heaven. They understood what Cleveland was all about. They said, "We have to put this Hall of Fame in Cleveland." And that's the story. That's the real story of why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located here.